Would you ever say, go catty corner across the field or kitty corner across the field?
Wouldn't be no use.
Huh?
Wouldn't be no use but going catty corner.
It could be that way.
Yeah, it could.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you say catty corner across the field, around the
after
field.
After pictures like crossways.
Crossways across the field?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's all those are pretty good. Now, let's see. Suppose two roads cross like this.
Crossroads.
Yeah. Now, there's a house on, see on the, all right, they cross like this. And there's a house over here, see on that corner. And there's a house over here on this corner. Now, you say the houses are what from each other?
Cross the road for one.
Okay. Well, would you use catty-cornered or kitty-cornered in that situation?
It's on trail, a roadway.
Huh?
It'd be on the way that road or trail would go.
Uh-huh.
If ain't, I'd go straight across.
Well, when two houses stand across the street in that kind of situation, could you say that the houses are catty-cornered across from each other? Or would you ever use it that way?
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, let's see. What's another way of saying the weather is getting better? You can say the weather's getting better or the weather's...
Fair enough.
Okay.
I'm at least fair enough now.
I believe it is too. It really is beginning to look kind of pretty out there.
Mm-hmm. That sunshine, best sunshine.
Let's see, I asked you about a little insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings. And it flies over lakes or ponds.
One of these little hummingbirds.
No, it's not a bird. It's an insect, this thing is. And it's not a mosquito. It's bigger than a mosquito.
Well, it's wasp and dirt diver.
Sometimes they just stay. They're like a hummingbird in that they can just stay up in the air, you know, and it looks like they're not moving. Well, let me read you out some of these words and tell me if you're familiar with any of them. Let's see, a mosquito hawk or a gallinipper, a snake doctor.
Snake doctor.
Snake doctor. Okay, and does that fit the description that I gave?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. Let's see, if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you could say it's a pretty necklace of beads, or you could say it's a pretty... Do you think of another way to say necklace of beads?
I don't think I do.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard somebody say a strand of beads or a string of beads
yeah.
or a pair of beads?
Yeah, string of beads.
String of beads. Okay. Now, let's see. Oh, I asked you about what you call the back part of a man's legs when he squats down. Have you ever heard anybody say he gets down on his haunches or his hunkers or his honkers or his
beads? But it looks to me like the back would be the calf of his leg.
Uh-huh. So you're not familiar with those other terms?
No.
Okay. Now, I asked you about if a car skids on the ice and goes like this.
Skating, I
thought. Well, would you ever use this away and that away or every which away or anything like that to mean just going off in all directions?
I always say this skating, I don't know that.
Okay. Well now, if you dropped a light bulb and pieces of glass went all over the place, would you ever say pieces of glass went every which way? Or?
Yeah, every which way.
So you'd use it in that case, but you wouldn't say every which way if a car is sliding back and forth. Okay. Are you familiar with the terms jinx or hoodoo or voodoo or Jonas? You familiar with any of those words? No. Okay. Let's see. If somebody said, have their children grown up? You might answer, yes, they what?
Grown.
Okay. Let's see.